Well, God's grace, His mercy, and His peace be with you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We're talking about stars tonight. Do you like stars? You've been out on a beautiful starlit night where there's no light pollution somewhere out in the wilderness or at sea, where you see all the stars come out and all the canopy of the heavens all lit up and beautiful. Well, we read in Genesis chapter 1 that God created these. He said, "Let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to separate the day from the night. And let them be for signs, seasons, days, and years. And let them be lights in the firmament of the heavens to give light upon the earth." And it was so. And God made the two great lights, the great light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. I'd like to talk with you for a few minutes about stars, about where we are actually in the position of the universe, physically, what we're surrounded by. I think we tend to forget how awesome is the grandeur of this planet upon which we live, in the midst of interstellar space that stretches out beyond our wildest imaginations. And you are really, truly, physically located right now in the midst of an eternity, if you will, at least as far as we know, of space and stars. What's the closest star to us? The sun. Yeah, sometimes we don't think of that as the star, but it is actually a star. Also, sometimes you think that the sun is yellow, whereas that's just because of the refraction of light in our atmosphere. But actually, the sun burns pure white, brilliant, perfect light. If you're at the surface of the sun, what would you guess the temperature might be? A little hotter than today in Florida. It is 5,000 degrees Fahrenheit, according to scientists. If you go to the core, it's 27 million degrees Fahrenheit. Scientists think it's hydrogen in the center, which then has a fusion and a conversion, a releasing of helium, which then radiates out, converting to helium, and radiating out heat from there. But the sun is basically plasma, a luminous ball of it, held together by gravity. Now, the sun is pretty fantastic. If you were to hollow it out, you could put a million Earths into the sun and more. Just a ball of light. And yet the sun itself, as a star, as awesome and glorious as it is not necessarily a very bright star. There is Deneb, which is in the summer triangle, which burns at 100,000 times brighter than the sun. And then there's one I looked at in the internet called the Pistol Star, which is 100 to 150 times the mass of our sun. You could put 100 to 150 suns inside this one star, which then makes it burn at 10 million times brighter than our sun as a star. And we're worshiping tonight the God who has the power to create such things. This is the God who has chosen to create you. This is the God who has chosen to make himself known to you in the person of Jesus Christ. This is the God who's promised to help you with all of your problems and your troubles and to deliver you to eternal life. The stars are speaking to us. The galaxies, we have 170 billion galaxies in the observable universe, just what we can see. And in those galaxies, the smaller ones contain 10 million stars. The giant galaxies, 100 trillion stars. Does this help to shed some light upon this quick little verse in Scripture that said, "And God made the stars also"? What a God we serve! And we are actually right now living in the midst of all of that. In the midst of a God who has delighted to come and make himself known to us, the God who can speak and all these things burst into existence. Wow! We're surrounded by the reality. You cannot deny that. But what people don't believe is that this God actually spoke these into existence. But we know the truth. God did, and he wants to be your father. And in the end, he wants to say, As he says in Daniel, you shall shine like the stars forever and ever. You shall shine like the sun burning in full strength when he transforms and glorifies us. So you've been out, you've seen stars on a beautiful night where there's no pollution, and they seem to come out of nowhere. They're all over. And we have these songs that we sing, the silent stars go by, right? Are the stars really silent? You can see them, but have you been listening? Can you hear stars speak to you? Do they actually talk? Well, scientifically, they're just hydrogen or helium or whatever, so they're inanimate objects. Nevertheless, the Bible says they talk. They speak to you. For it says in Psalm 19, the heavens are telling the glory of God, and the firmament proclaims his handiwork. That word in Hebrew means the expanse proclaims his handiwork. Day to day pours forth speech. Night to night declares knowledge. There is no speech, nor are there words. Their voice is not heard, yet their voice goes out through all the earth and their words to the ends of the world. We're talking about hearing things that can't be heard, to hear something where there is no voice, and yet the Bible says the stars are preaching loudly all the time to us. And what are they preaching? The majesty of God. Now, how do stars preach like that? We don't really say that they're living beings. As far as we know, they're just hydrogen and inanimate objects. But consider these pictures. Here's a picture from our narthex, picture of a flower. Another picture I have from my home, a picture of a lion and a lamb. One more picture from home, a picture of a lighthouse and a beautiful main coast and sea. What do all these pictures have in common? What all these pictures have in common, though they're different kinds of pictures, is that on every one there is the signature of the artist. In the lower little corner. The signature of the artist in the lower little corner. The signature of the artist in the lower little corner. And so also on the stars and on everything God made, because he's the creator and the artist, there is, if you will, his signature written. And it being his name, it's a living name. And so when I look at the stars at night, though they can't speak, yet they are preaching to me the glory of God. Look, there is a God who's created all these, and how marvelous, how majesty, how big is this God. Paul says in Romans chapter 1, his invisible nature, namely his eternal power and deity, has been clearly perceived in the things that have been made. Can you, though, hear? Do you have ears to hear these inaudible things speaking to you? Because if you can grasp this, this is going to be pretty neat in your life, because you come to church to hear the preaching of the word. That's good. You must. That's where faith comes from. But as a Christian, if your ears are open, the Holy Spirit is speaking to you through creation wherever you go. He's speaking to you in the stars that you see. You can hear Handel's Messiah when you look at the stars, just about. You can see it in a ladybug. You can see it in the sparkling of the water. You can see it in the trees. You can hear it in the God's voice in the breathing of the wind through the palms. As I was listening last night and thinking about this, in the rustling grass, I hear him pass. He speaks to me everywhere, just like this is my Father's world, right? He speaks to me everywhere. And as Christians, if our ears are open to it, God has hidden his lessons of Scripture, since it's the same God who gave us the Bible, who created all things, his personality has been put into, at least left his fingerprint or signature on everything he made. That's why Jesus can say things like, look at the fig tree and learn its lesson. Since it puts buds out, you know that summer's near. So also, when these things take place, you know that he is near. The fig tree has a lesson written into it. You have also, look at the ravens of the field. They can teach you and speak to you, though they're not intelligent, they're not really speaking, yet they do speak to you. Volumes. They say, look at us, Our Heavenly Father takes care of us. Will He not much more take care of you? We're just birds, your people. And then the lilies of the field, even the grass, speaks to you, saying, look at us, we are clothed so gloriously as even Solomon would be jealous of us. Will He not much more clothe you? And it's really God speaking to you through His creation all the time, if you have the eyes to see it and the ears to hear it. So I think that's pretty fantastic, because if you're, you know, you can never be alone. You can be wandering through the wilderness and God is speaking to you with voices and choruses, almost like, here are the timbrels, here are the trumpets, here are the woodwinds. They're all singing and speaking to increase your faith, not only in church, which is the best place, but also everywhere you go. How sad it is then when people don't have ears to hear, right? I remember I was in Wisconsin on Vicarage a number of years ago, and there was this gorgeous sunset. There was just golden hues and pinks and crimson clouds and over Rib Mountain and the lake, and there was a bunch of us out looking at it, and there was a man in a wheelchair I didn't know, and he looked at it and he said, times like these makes you think, what's it all mean? He didn't have ears to see, to hear God speaking to him, because I don't think he even knew that there was a God, from what I understood. And yet he can look at that and he can almost perceive there's a symphony, there's a chorus going on here, and yet it's unintelligible to me. Can you hear those things when you look at the stars? When you see the fig tree or the sea or the ladybug? Well, what do we need then in order to hear? Take a look at 1 Corinthians chapter 2, where Paul says, now the we have received this, not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is from God, that we may understand the gifts bestowed on us by God. The unspiritual man does not receive the gifts of the spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, and is not able to understand because they're spiritually discerned. But we have the mind of Christ. When Jesus came, God sent not wind in the trees or shining lights in the sky, but rather He sent His Son to become one of us. Same God who made all these things. Pretty amazing, isn't it? He took on flesh, was shrunk down into our human bodies, human body, and then He spoke to us in plain, straight Aramaic, let's say English, a gospel that's been hidden for all time, but now revealed. That God came to save us by grace. That this God, for whom it's nothing to speak into an existence, universes, says, now I'm going to come down and I'm going to reveal to you my grace. That I want to save you as a gift and give you eternal life and raise you up and make you shine like the stars in the firmament forever, you who believe in me. This is the true God whom we're worshiping. And so how sad it is then when a person has not the ears to hear. And Jesus found that all the time, didn't he? John 8, why do you not understand what I say to you? It's because you cannot bear to hear my word. You're of your father, the devil. They couldn't bear to hear it. And other times the disciples said, why are you speaking in parables? And he says, for you it's been given to know, to hear the secrets of the kingdom. But for others they're in parables, that seeing they may not see, hearing they may not hear. And that's fulfilling the word of Isaiah, because their hearts have become dull of hearing. Well, what do we need then to hear? The voices of the stars, and most especially the voice of Jesus, the light of the world? The Holy Spirit. We need faith. We need to be born again. And when you do, all of a sudden, if you've known people who have come to faith before, they're like one way, and then they come to faith, and all of a sudden they're like, how did I miss all this? I see clearly now. This was wrong. This is right. And so what God gifts us with is ears to hear. That's why I said, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. I want to ask you tonight, do you hear? Do you hear God speaking to you right now? Do you hear him outside in nature, which has his signature, his living name written all over it? Do you hear him rustling in the grass? I hear him pass. He speaks to me everywhere. Well, he speaks to you this word through me, as through a star, because that's what they're called in Revelation. Pastors are stars, right? I'm not like the star in a Hollywood kind of way, but we are stars. And he has sent me to declare and put his words into my mouth, saying, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life." So God grant us all ears to hear, eyes to see, and the excitement to know that the God for whom nothing is impossible and nothing is hard has come alongside you and has promised to deliver you in whatever problem you may be facing, and most especially to deliver you from sin, most especially to deliver you from the grave and the tombstone and death, and to say, though you die, yet shall you live, and whoever lives in me shall never die, for I am the God who created the universe, and for me there's nothing impossible. Believe on me, and you shall live, and eternally. Thanks be to God for his inexpressible gift in the star, Jesus Christ. Amen.